Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. Hour number two. Yes, we're live. Let's see, a couple of brief things to let you know. We're doing good down here in Texas. We did have, the cold weather. We have, for you folks there in Toledo, I know we're little whimpers here or something. I don't know. But at any rate, for us, 17, 16, 18 degrees is pretty cold. And we do have ice. And it was kind of looking like snow. We actually had a little snow, but now it's just kind of an icy, it's a dangerous icy glaze is what it is. So we're all kind of shut up down here in our homes, but that's okay. I can broadcast from here. Also had a massive reaction to something last night, an allergic reaction, and I had to take like 200 milligrams of Benadryl last night in order to get through it. So a little foggy this morning, much more foggy last hour than I am this hour, thank the Lord. But good to have you with me. Well, as you saw on the screen there, that is the website for my next guest. For those of you listening, Dr. Judy Mikovits, you can find her at Dr. Judy, Mikovits. Dr. Judy Mikovits. Plandemic is the virus. Fear is the virus. Sorry. Truth is the cure. And ending the plague. I want to welcome Dr. Judy to the program. Dr. Judy, so good to have you.
So good to be back, Pastor Gregory. The one thing I'll say, that is not my website.
Oh, whoops.
That is a fraudulent website.
Okay.
So, since we've seen you at Trinity Healthcare, we had to create a...
Give me the real name. I'll type it in. Give it to me.
It's therealdrjudy.com. Therealdrjudy.com.
Okay. Thank you for... There she is. Oh, I love that picture. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, my gosh. You're just... there's a glowing. You're just glowing. What a glowing smile. There it is. Welcome to everything, Dr. Judy. Okay. Well, look, the pandemic really is about fear.
Pandemic was always about fear. The pandemic was always planned in order to fear, to scare everyone into injecting a deadly synthetic virus known as COVID or SARS-CoV-2. Again, the shot, the injection, the jab was never a vaccine. So everyone was scared and bullied and frightened into injecting the deadliest synthetic bioweapon of all time. And now we're paying the price, but the glory and the mercy of God is that we know how to solve the problem.
Well, and we have been talking about that here. One of the things that we've put together for folks that you can get is a prayer, a very powerful prayer. As a matter of fact, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and I shared that prayer at the conference where you and I finally got to meet face to face, Trinity Health Freedom Conference, there in Illinois. And we prayed that prayer, and she got a healing, actually, from that prayer, which was very, very cool. And
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the way to fix it is simply repent and turn back to the Lord and pray every day for the strength and fear only the Lord. Prayer is the answer.
Amen.
And always was. And always was.
Yeah. Amen. Well, and we will make sure I sent that video out to a few folks that had requested the prayer. we'll put that prayer back up again, but you can go to freedomencounters.com, freedomencounters.com, and they have that prayer on the front page. And it not only does it deal with, you know, this particular virus or this particular injection, but it deals with all of them. And you know, I know you said this, and so I want to say this. We're not anti-vaxxers. What we are is anti-experiment. And what Dr. Judy's research did was uncover some practices that made vaccines dangerous and deadly. And all she was saying was, why can't we fix this? There's a better way to do this. Let's do it a better way. Did I misstate any of that, Dr. Judy?
Not at all. Absolutely. What we learned is you cannot inject, you can't make vaccines the way we did in growing them in animal and aborted fetal cell lines. You can't add animal blood like calf serum. This is the way vaccines have been made in these continuously growing tumorigenic cell lines. We all thought it was a great idea because every year all you have to do is transfect, inject the virus that you want to inject, grow it up in a cell line, and you have a vaccine. But what they didn't do was clean them up from the animal components, and there are lots and lots of animal debris, and our body sees that as foreign, and it starts attacking ourselves, and it creates such a flame, then you're in trouble. So we learned this in 2011, and this would have made Big Pharma and the industry liable after that date, meaning they could be sued regardless,
right,
even with the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Because if we found a way to make a vaccine safer, it is now liable. So we found a way to make dozens of vaccines safer. And what it meant was you can't inoculate again. You can't bypass your God-given innate immune response. You need to use oral and other prophylactic strategies. No more shots.
And you're referencing specifically the SARS issue, correct?
Absolutely not. No,
oh, okay, all
I'm
of them.
Every shot.
Okay.
And this is what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's been saying for decades. You know, before I entered, our work showed in 2011. You cannot bypass the innate immune response. You have to see the antigen, the virus, the way God intended it, whether it be on your skin, in your nose, in wherever the mucosal membrane, in your gut. The biome is important, the microbiome, and our own God-given micro endogenous viral, which is 10% of our genome. You have to expose. The body has to see in nature all the things that surround it in the way that God intended us for our bodies to function.
And the problem with these injections is that they numb those senses or create confusion amongst them, so that in reality, the exact opposite of what you want to happen happens. But there's also the issue that you raised relative to how they were harvesting these vaccines and in things like monkey brains and things like that, where you were, when you were drawing that stuff out, you were bringing with it problems for the human DNA. Is that, am I right in what I remember reading about that?
Correct. So you can't bypass. You can't inject. And when you inject, you go directly in the blood and you bypass a lot of your immunity, your type 1 interferons, the antioxidants, the glutathione. All of those are things that tell your body that's a pathogen-associated pattern,
okay,
a molecular pattern, and not cell. So when you inject animal tissues, you inject it directly in the blood. Yes, we see animal viruses on our skin. As I mentioned in the movie Plandemic, we walk in the soil and our body sees these sequences on our skin. Our major part of our immunity is our skin.
Right.
We don't puncture that protection and inject foreign directly into our blood. informed, and then it bypasses the instruction that the innate immune system tells the T cells and the B cells which antibodies to make. And they don't know if they don't get the signal from the macrophages, that from the cells, the innate immune cells at the surfaces. It's like a military. You don't know if it in guarding the sea. Is that a bad ship or a good ship? Is that a pirate ship or is that a boat bringing medicine?
Right.
You don't know if you don't see it at the surface. And we have lots of redundant mechanisms. And this is what we realized over the course of, you know, more than a decade. But in 2011, it was very clear. The injections were driving the explosion of chronic disease because we didn't get the right education of our immune system. So as you said, no, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. My entire career, 40 years, has been based on one simple thesis, that you can educate the immune system to prevent and treat infectious disease and cancer. Educate the immune system is the definition of a vaccine. And it's just simply not happening because of, and we did not know that. I can genuinely tell you,
right,
until 2011, even our discovery of the mouse family of viruses, you know, one new virus, how many old diseases? It turned out to be many new viruses, mouse viruses getting into man, and the most likely way they were coming into us were the biological therapies as we've begun in the 60s, really, but for me, in the 80s, with recombinant technology, gain of function,
right,
clone viruses, clone genes, and when you inject them in those animal cells, you don't need monkey brain. There's a cell line called Vero, V-E-R-O, a monkey cell line that I've been using in the lab for 30 years. It's the same cell line we grow polio in. Well, I mixed a little Ebola in the 90s. I used bats. I did a lot of different monkey tissues trying to study the viruses, because if you can't grow a virus, you can't study it. You can't make a vaccine. You don't know what's going on.
Right.
And God has so many mechanisms where normal cells, non-tumorigenic, we cripple these cells. That's gain of function. We make it so they grow in a laboratory. That's a cancer cell. And so we understand the mechanisms, and that's great. We've made huge advances. But what was clear in 2011 was 10% to 20% of our America had either gain of function HIV from LAV, the original virus that was associated with AIDS, and then all these mouse viruses. And it wasn't just one new virus, how many old diseases. It was how many new viruses, variants, Omicron. Wow. Omicron's a mouse virus. Where'd it come from? Well, I can guarantee you it came from the shot. And the people,
right,
expressing it have been injected with it for decades, starting with their polio shot, starting with their MMR.
Wow. All right, we're going to take a break, folks. When we come back, more with Dr. Judy Mikovits. Folks, we will. Get her back on, because we could literally spend an entire hour at least talking about this to help you to understand it and then to give you the solution. But we'll try to give you solutions when we come back in the next 7 minutes. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio right now. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is a Love Language Minute with Dr. Gary Chapman. A listener writes, Gary, I've been told by a spiritual leader that my daughter's anxiety issues are a spiritual issue that should be resolved only with prayer. She's a believer. Can this be true?
The reality is God uses people, and God often uses medicine. So I think we have to recognize the things that God has given us that are there for us to turn to in these situations. Prayer certainly should be the first thing. Always we're asking God to move in this situation. But we're also asking Him to lead us to people or things that can help us. And that often is where medical advice and counseling can be extremely helpful. So I would say pray, yes, but then ask God to show you what steps you can take to cooperate with Him in discovering the answer to the problem.
For more help, go to 5lovelanguages.com.
This is Ann Graham Lotz with Daily Light for Daily Living. Has there been a time when you made a life-defining choice of faith? Mine began when I was 8 or 9 years old. After watching a film about the life of Christ, I chose to confess in prayer that I was a sinner, that I was sorry, that I was claiming the death of Jesus Christ on the cross as His sacrifice for my sin. I asked Him to forgive me and invited Jesus to come into my heart and life. That choice led to a second choice to read my Bible daily, a practice that began my lifelong love affair with the Scripture. Thus began a lifetime of choices, some small, some large, some public, some private. Listen to me. Hebrews 11:6 reminds us that God rewards those who diligently seek Him, choice after choice after choice. Make the life-defining choice to seek God today. This is Ann Graham Lotz.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Dr. Judy Mikovits. You can find her at The Real Dr. Judy Mikovits. There's her page, The Real Dr. TheRealDrJudy.com. I'm sorry, TheRealDrJudy.com. Okay, so we talked about the challenges that people are facing with regards to the injection that's in their system, and I am going to again refer you to the FreedomEncounters.com page, where they have up on the front of their page this prayer that you can pray, and I really encourage you to do it. It is the cleanse harmful elements of the vaccinations, and it's a special prayer that you can pray. You can download the prayer and pray that prayer, and I've witnessed healing take place in people's lives as they pray that prayer. And that was the first thing. That's the first place we started with, is prayer. God, He's the ultimate answer. When we talk about things like dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, cancer, fibromyalgia, all these kinds of diseases. I remember as a kid, I'm gonna be 60 next month or month after this. And I remember as a kid, you know, if somebody had cancer 55 years ago, that was a rare occurrence, Dr. Mikovits. That was, I mean, Dr. Judy, that was like really a rare instance where you heard about someone that you actually knew that had cancer. Now, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to say that you don't know somebody that's battled cancer.
That's correct. And 1 in 2 people will get it. And now, and in fact, that's how I started my career. When I was 10 years old, my grandfather, who lived
on an avenue in Washington, D.C., and we lived with him, he got lung cancer. And literally, it was a secret. He was coughing, and it was a secret. And it's like, you know, and finally I said to him one day, it was a little kid, granddaddy, you know, you have cancer, and they say you're going to die. And he said, he put his fingers up and said, I don't want George to know. Well, George was the dog. And so we laughed, and he said, it's okay, honey. And so we talked about it, but it was a secret. You know, most of the rest of the family didn't say a word till he died. Now you see at the World Series, which I can't even watch, and, because they all stand up in the seventh inning and they hold up 1, 2, 3 in memoriam, in honor, in the, you know, and everybody's got 2 or 3 cards in their hand. Stand up to cancer. No, we're not standing up to cancer. And what we've realized is we're causing the cancer by inoculating, by injecting, the blueprint in this mRNA vaccine for a cancer-causing gene. Syncytin, the one I just talked about, causes cancer. The envelope, the spike protein, the virus was called murine leukemia virus. But interesting, if you change two amino acids in that spike protein, you got a virus that caused Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease. And again, this work has been known and since 1980, and it's detailed in our book, Ending Plague, A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption, which came out last August after Trinity Health, as a matter of fact, and 2021. And it was, you know, and it's been heavily censored because they've known this. They know exactly that the variants have always been in the cell line. They're there. So if we don't wake up and repent,
right,
and turn away, we can heal it. Yeah, the first thing we have to do is trust God and say, wait a minute, we didn't have this before, and we can go back to plants. My first thing to do when I was with my grandfather, then I, you know, he passed away, he died, and I went to University of Virginia, got a degree in chemistry, natural products chemistry, went straight to the National Cancer Institute, June 10, 1980, Frederick, Maryland, and made a lot of drugs out of plants. And they were helping people, and they still do to this day, Adriamycin, called the red devil for breast cancer. You know, various things from mushrooms, various things from bio in the sea. And this is the good news about all of this, the Bakelin, a natural product. That was a natural product chemist. And we've known this. Even cannabis, there's 2 publications a week ago. Cannabis stops viral entry, COVID. Cannabis stops SARS-CoV-2. It doesn't matter the variant. It matters the natural products. And since we've been doing this for 40 years, all we had to do once we understand that fear is the virus is go back to natural products. They're all there, just like the products you mentioned, molasses.
Right. I was just going to say I'm having somebody bring me a bottle of that because I take that twice a day, every day. I put it on my frozen fruit, and I put it in my coffee drink in the morning, and it's called Cocolasses. And it is blackstrap molasses and cocoa. And one of the things that the inventor of that, Andrea, has discovered is the amount of copper that is in blackstrap molasses. It's rich with copper. And you now were telling me this morning about the benefits of that. And then another product that I'm using regularly, I just took some, is my chronic silver. And by the way, Jeffrey would like me to connect you with him. You and he talked at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo, but he forgot to get your phone number. So with your permission, I'd love to connect you guys. But this is my chronic silver. They spent 3 years putting this together, went over to Israel to learn the process so that they could, create this pure, my chronic silver. silver. And it and I can tell you from my own experience.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Barry McGuire. I'm a car guy here to help you understand God's purpose for your life through the eyes of a layman. If you're like most Christians, you're not doing what God has told you is the most important thing for you to do, right after loving Him, to love your neighbor as yourself. Everyone you're with is your neighbor, and loving them as yourself requires you to be as concerned for their salvation as you are for your own. And now that you know that, you can't get away from it. Sharing your faith is not an add-on. You're surrounded by people heading in the wrong direction. And how are they going to know unless someone tells them, unless you tell them? You may be the only person in their life that has enough influence to turn them around. That's called responsibility. You're responsible for the spiritual growth of everyone He places under your influence for a moment in time or a lifetime. Your job is to ignite revival outside the walls of your church by moving everyone every day closer to Jesus. If you need help doing that, go to ROTW.com.
Here's Dr. Charles Stanley, keeping believers in touch with God.
When you're talking with someone and you're talking to them about something very important about their life that relates to them, you expect them to give you their undivided attention. Whenever God speaks to you and me, He always speaks to us about something extremely important. It always relates to us, and God deserves our undivided attention. When you and I are walking in the Spirit, we are walking with our spiritual antennas alert to God, and we can hear what He's saying. And the normal Christian life is to live alert to and listening to the voice of God in whichever form or fashion He may choose to speak to us.
For help and hope from God's Word, visit In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley at intouch.org.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation. Man, I just get my buttons all... There we go. I'm getting my buttons all mixed up here. All right. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Man, I'm so excited to have my next guest with me. We had a chance to kind of casually meet, but it's all been over, you know, on the online kind of stuff. He was going to be appearing with me in Palm Springs via Zoom at the Finding Courage movie, but we at least got a chance to let him see the movie, which was a fantastic thing. This guy is just amazing. They refer to him as our generation's George Washington, and I don't know if I'm embarrassing him or not, but at any rate, he is a fantastic, phenomenal patriot, and I am so incredibly honored and pleased to have him on the program with me today. I want to welcome LibertySentinel.org founder Alex Newman. Alex, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate it. It's an honor to be on with you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Well, man, I was looking at some of the stuff you're covering, and you're always covering the stuff that I like my audience to know about. And one of those things is this a trucker's convoy up in Canada, and it is trying to make its way down here into the United States. I guess they're being blocked by Canadian Mounties, and there's all kinds of stuff going on with this. But first of all, tell me about the origin of this. How did this begin, and who all is involved? Is this just Canadian truckers, or is Canadian and American truckers, or what's it looking like?
Well, thank you, Pastor. And this really got started because the truckers were tired of the mandates. A lot of them did not want to have to get one of these COVID injections to be able to cross the border.
Sure.
And that you know, kept building and building until finally they said, you know, they couldn't cross the border without getting the injection unless they would agree to be quarantined for 2 weeks. And, you know, a trucker can't just take 2 weeks off from driving to get quarantined. So they started getting together, and it really began in Canada. Right now, they have basically shut down the capital of Canada, Ottawa. The mayor is calling for the military to be brought out. They've tried to get the truckers towed away, but the tow companies won't tow them. It's been really incredible. It's 100,000 people there right now. They're also blocking off some of the border crossings. Probably the biggest black point is up on the border between Montana and Alberta, between Sweetgrass and Coots. And there are hundreds and hundreds of people there, including at least 50 or 60 truckers, and they've blocked off the border. So the mounted police came in with SWAT tactics and Bearcats and tactical vehicles and tried to block them all in. And then the farmers came to support the truckers with their tractors. It's been quite incredible. And now at this point, Pastor, it has inspired truckers around the world. So you have truck convoys forming up across Europe. You have some now gathering steam here in the United States. They say that Washington, D.C. is going to be the next stop. So, and you know, the powers in charge in Washington and Ottawa are kind of in a pickle because, you know, they really want to arrest them all and shut this all down. Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, publicly said that they're a small fringe minority with unacceptable behavior. But if they lock them all up, if they arrest them all, then the whole economy comes to a standstill and the politicians starve themselves to death. So they're kind of in a pickle here.
Well, it's a mess. It is really a mess. And, you know, I look at what's going on. I had Dr. Judy Mikovits was on the program last half hour talking about this, talking about the dangers associated with it and, you know, things that you can do, solutions. And I'm sharing solutions with my audience as well, things that I am aware of that have worked for me. And the things that the real Dr. Judy Mikovits website has, or the real Dr. Judy website has. And there's a prayer too, by the way, folks, that I really encourage you to get. And you can see it if you're watching our program here on the guest page. This is from freedomencounters.com. It's a prayer to cleanse DNA and to remove harmful vaccination elements. And I'm telling you, Alex, this prayer is powerful. It was put together by medical people, and it is incredible. It is incredible. So this is one of the things that I'm showing here on camera that we use. It's called Cocolasis. It's blackstrap molasses and cocoa, nutrient rich, and loaded with copper. And copper, it has been identified as a very healing element and a critical element for our body to have. But you know, check it out. I can't say, Alex, it'll heal you, it'll cure you. I can't say that. I can tell you that the person who created this was diagnosed with MS and that she is now MS free. I can tell you that. And she took something similar to this, but she created this for her own personal use. And now it is available and you can get it. It's called Cocolasis. So, but I think the first step is prayer, right, Alex?
Absolutely. No question. And I think that's the case with everything, whether that be personal health issues or the ailing health of our once great republic. You know, that's where we need to begin, is on our knees in prayer and in the Word of God. And then from there, move outward to implementing solutions. So
we've got trucker groups that are coming together. We've got this issue that's happening, of course, at the Canadian border. But then you mentioned that there are groups that are forming in Europe and in the United States. I remember years ago when Obama was doing some of the things that he was doing, I actually met a guy named Ernest Lee, and he would come on the program and talk to us about the trucker convoy. You remember that? The trucker convoy that went to Washington, D.C. And essentially surrounded the city at one point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think the truckers are going to be able to accomplish with this? I had Chaps on this morning, Pray in Jesus' Name, Gordon Chaps. And, you know, we were talking about what's happening to our military. I know that you're familiar probably with Thomas Renz and what he's doing and the DOD whistleblowers. There's plenty of medical evidence that shows the damage that these injections are doing, but this is a real uphill battle that we're fighting relative to trying to change the course or the direction of the mindset regarding the medical side of this. Where do you see us going with this, Alex?
Well, I think the truth is coming out at this point, Pastor. In Canada, actually, just some polling data that was released yesterday shows a 15 percentage point shift in the public perception of what's going on. It went from about 40% of Canadians wanted all of the COVID mandates to end 2 weeks ago to now about 55% of Canadians want all the mandates to end. And those numbers continue to shift rapidly. I think in the United States, ignore the establishment's polling data. I mean, the establishment's polling data is much more designed to mislead you and get you to think a certain way rather than to inform you.
Right.
I tell people, go talk to people in your community, just the regular people, not the elites. Go talk to the mechanics, the plumbers, the Uber drivers, the teachers. People are waking up to this, and there's virtually nobody left in this country that still believes these COVID injections are actually going to keep you safe from COVID. You know, they've got, I guess, 200,000 people that still watch CNN that have been duped into thinking that it's going to make their COVID a little more mild. That's convenient, since you can never prove that right or wrong one way or the other. But the narrative is imploding so quickly, Pastor. I don't believe they're going to be able to keep these lies going much longer. People are sick of this totalitarianism. And I don't really believe the propaganda was ever that effective to begin with. I mean, if you believe their fake polls, something like 60% of Americans got these injections. I'd wager to say probably half of those, or somewhere close, did that under duress. They were forced to by their employer. They were forced to by some government mandate. Mm-hmm. And this was after a year and a half of never-ending propaganda and hysteria pumped out by the media. So I think the American people as a whole, the mainstream of America, it sees right through these lies. They may not understand all the intricacies of what the vaccines are doing and you know why they're so dangerous. But they do understand that they're being deceived. They understand that they're being manipulated, and they're tuning out. And we see this across the board. We see this with the election too. Rasmussen put out that poll that showed most Americans now believe the 2020 election was rigged. So the media is trying to create this artificial reality, but they know people aren't believing it. And you know, we're in a bizarre state right now where the politicians and the media are continuing to lie to us, even though we know they're lying and they know we know they're lying. So it's a strange situation to be in, and my guess is they're going to have to shift gears from the COVID hysteria very soon, because it's imploding. They're going to have some new kind of crisis, whether it be a cyber pandemic or a currency collapse or a World War III over Ukraine and Taiwan. And who knows where they'll go with this, but they're going to have to keep our eyes off of the COVID madness, because otherwise I think the American people are going to start demanding prosecutions here.
Well, and you've got the COVID mandates, and then you've also got the massive open border situation that's taking place, and people are getting sick and tired of what they're fighting in their own communities. I mean, they are literally flying illegals into portions of the country. Tennessee has come up. The people in Tennessee are saying, "Hey, no more. Don't land any more planes here. We know what you're doing. We're filming what you're doing. We're showing people what you're doing." And interesting, when we get back, because you know you're a media guru guy, I want to talk to you a little bit about this whole Jeff Zucker situation and CNN and what appears to be a major implosion at that network. And I wonder if it's not related also to the fact that CNN's effectiveness has been dispelled. James O'Keefe and Project Veritas blew them out of the water with getting on their phone calls. But I think that those are important things for people to understand, that it is an indoctrination effort and a propaganda effort by mainstream media. And it's
now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S. based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you single? Are you out hustling a mate these days? Hi there, I'm Chuck Swindoll. So stop already. Quit frantically seeking a life partner. Believe me, if it's God's plan, He will bring one to you in His time. And while you're waiting, ponder this a little. 1 Corinthians 7:28. But if you should marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin should marry, she has not sinned. Yet, such will have trouble in this life, and I'm trying to spare you. So relax. Why are you in such a hurry? God has his timing.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Please keep me in your prayers today. I had an allergic reaction. We're still trying to figure out what exactly it was that caused it, but it was pretty severe. I was actually, we were looking for an EpiPen. Ended up, I took 300 milligrams of a Benadryl substance. And that finally helped to calm it down, along with a couple of natural things that I was taking. But I'll tell you, folks, it laid me up last night, and I truly wasn't sure I was going to make it out of bed for the program this morning. So a little bit of fog still going on. Alex Newman, LibertySentinel.org is my guest. We're talking about the media and the manipulation, but the implosion of media because people are getting truth. And one piece of the truth that people are starting to get is what's happening down at our border. Alex, you wanted to share with us, you were down there at a gathering that included General Flynn, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who I love for governor of Texas, and also Mark Morgan, my good friend Mark Morgan, the former chief Custom Border Patrol. Talk to me about what happened down there and what you learned in your visit, Alex.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Pastor. So I was down there over the weekend. We were supposed to have a big event, the We Stand America event. And General Flynn was there, like you said, Lieutenant Colonel West, former head of the Customs and Border Protection, former head of ICE.
Yep, Tom Homan
was there. I mean, these were, just some very significant people. And we had everything from, threats from the cartels, to the establishment trying to sabotage the event. They sent out Ticketmaster, sent out an alert to everybody that had bought tickets, telling them that the event had been canceled. Literally every step of the way, the deep state was leaning on people here. But I was able to interview all these guys, spend some time with all these guys. Those will be coming out at the New American Magazine. We've already put out a few of those, and we've got probably 25 or 30 more interviews that'll be coming out in the days ahead.
Okay.
And it is just incredible. I mean, you kind of have to be there to believe it. But this is an invasion. Something like 3 million people have come across the border just in the last year. Now they're really just going to look for Border Patrol agents because they know they're going to get papers. They're going to get a court date 5 years out. They're busing them. They're flying them all over the country. In fact, here where I stay in Florida, multiple buses, and this was caught on film, multiple buses coming in filled with illegals, all men, military age men, coming off with a government-issued credit card. And now our governor here, Ron DeSantis, has proposed an $8 million addition to the next year's budget, which they're working on right now in Tallahassee, that would go to deporting all these illegals that Biden is flying here, either to Delaware or to Martha's Vineyard. And I think that's what conservative and Republican states need to start doing. That's what Alan West said in the interview. That's what General Flynn said. We need our states and our local government to start taking this seriously. If Biden dumps 200 illegal immigrants in your backyard and says deal with them, you put them on a bus and you send them to Delaware. You put them on a bus and you send them to Martha's Vineyard, where all these elitists live, and we'll see how long this continues.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, I remember that years ago, right, when you had Dukakis that was talking about, letting all the criminals out, and we were like, we'll send them to his house. What happened, sadly, was that one of those criminals committed a heinous crime immediately after being released, and that was that sunk the Dukakis presidential aspirations. But Alex, this is horrific what's happening. Victor Avila was on with me. I know you're going to have him on your show. When is that? So folks can get it on their calendar to tune in, because I know that's going to be a great conversation.
Yeah, well, my show is every day live from 4:30 to 5 Eastern. That's on Frank Speech TV, Lindell TV, and then it's also rebroadcasted on Brighteon and other platforms. And so I can't remember off the top of my head which day we have Victor, but we will be having him sometime in the next few weeks here.
Okay.
It may even be Maybe later in February. So,
and that's Frank's speech from 4:30 to 5 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday.
That's right. Yep. 4:30 to 5 Eastern every weekday. Yep.
Outstanding. Outstanding. All right, let's shift over to this media issue and what happened with Jeff Zucker. I was sharing with you the article from the Wall Street Journal. Chris Cuomo's legal team raised questions to CNN about Jeff Zucker's relationship. I mentioned in the first hour, you know, it's a little different situation, but a church that I was aware of in a town where I used to live. There was an adulterous situation that was going on. The pastor was trying to counsel the couple, and the pastors had a wife that had developed cancer, and he had a completely platonic relationship with a woman who was helping to care for his wife. His wife was aware of everything that was going on, and ultimately afterwards they ended up getting married, happily married. He's a great guy, godly man, but they raised the couple, sued the church because the pastor had said, look, you can't be engaged in these adulterous situations, and they did church discipline, and they sued the church and then pointed fingers and forced that pastor to resign. Here's a situation, in a manner of speaking, that's somewhat similar in the sense that you had a moral decision that was made about Andrew Cuomo's relationships, sexual harassment issues, and Chris Cuomo covering for that on a major news network, and the CEO says we can't go that far, and then the fingers get pointed back, and now he's resigned, and CNN appears to be imploding. Sorry, Alex. Now let me give you an opportunity to jump into all of that and give me your thoughts.
Yeah, well, CNN is imploding, and they have nobody to blame but themselves. They have become nothing but a massive propaganda machine for the establishment, for the forces of evil in this country, and for the Democratic Party. And they have no credibility now, and that shows in their ratings. They're at the bottom of the heap now when it comes to cable news. People don't take them seriously. Even the handful of people that still watch it are very skeptical. And it looks like they're trying to rebrand now, trying to come back from the brink. But honestly, they have destroyed their credibility so badly with the COVID hysteria, with the wokeness, with the race mongering and the division and the coverage of the BLM and January 6th and all the rest of it, the voter fraud. I mean, at this point, they're really the butt of jokes, even in the mainstream media world. I mean, even their fellow media colleagues can't take them seriously anymore because they've just become almost a caricature of what it means to be a news organization. So, sex scandals and all that is interesting. One of the things that I think is most interesting is how these people always end up eating each other. It's not new. You know, I always remind the radical leftists and the communists that Leon Trotsky ended up with an ice pick in the side of his head. And that's how many of you guys are going to end up. You know, they think that if they play along and they're good leftists, they're good communists, and they fight for the cause, that everything's going to go great for them. And that's not the case. What we saw with Joseph Stalin, the overwhelming majority of the senior leadership of the Communist Party ended up being shot in the back of the head in these purges that Stalin kept having. So the people who think that they're going to end up in power and they're going to end up running things because they're good, loyal leftists, are kidding themselves. We saw that, I think, perfectly with Andrew Cuomo. I mean, he was at every step of the way implementing the establishment's agenda, and they threw him to the wolves anyway.
Well, I'll tell you somebody else that another news media outlet that's under fire right now and no one's talking about it, and that is the Sarah Palin defamation case that she brought against the New York Times. And that trial is happening right now. As we speak, that is going on. And I find it interesting that there's very little news coverage about Sarah Palin and the defamation and New York Times, because this is the same New York Times organization that went after the young Catholic kid, right? Same.
That's right. And CNN ended up having to make a huge payout in that case. And there's going to be more of those. I mean, the Kyle Rittenhouse, I understand. Yep. legal process, the wheels of justice are turning, and there's going to be some big payouts, all these prizes if all these news outlets provide.
Very much so. Well, it would be good for America if there's a realignment of truth in the media. Alex Newman is one of those truth speakers. LibertySentinel.org. Check it out. LibertySentinel.org. And we do our best right here on Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And remember, at the end of the day,
when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his room.
Ever had one of those fleeting moments of doubt where you wonder, is Christianity really true? How can I be sure Jesus really is who he claimed to be? Where do those doubts come from, and how do you overcome them? Consider that in John MacArthur's series, When Believers Doubt, this week here on Grace to You.